Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
The other day, a small news item caught my eye. PolitiFact, the fact-checking arm of the nonprofit Poynter Institute, declared that the Earth really is round. Just why PolitiFact felt it necessary to say so is intriguing. A Facebook page for something called Flat Earth Research had just asserted that our planet is actually a two-dimensional disk surrounded on all sides by Antarctica. Seriously, that frozen continent allegedly acts like a pie crust ridge to keep the oceans from spilling out. Anyway, didn't take PolitiFact long to debunk that one. But the experience led me to a shocking discovery. The Flat Earth movement is thriving. It has research groups, conferences, social media sites, armies of followers, and it's not a joke. The idea that our world is a big pancake has, of course, been around for a long time, even though ancient Greek scholars and medieval mariners knew otherwise. The notion made a comeback in the 19th century as a protest against Darwin's theory of evolution. But the Flat Earth movement collapsed with the rise of science and satellites. Then came the Internet. As you know, it's a swamp of conspiracy theories and untruths, some slightly plausible, most just bonkers. All of them keeping fact-checkers like PolitiFact very busy. Flat Earthers say they're just being skeptical, standing up to scientific elitism. In fact, these new skeptics are unwitting foot soldiers in a new, very political war against truth. Today's conspiracy mongers seek to undermine our faith in science, history, elections, the media, everything. And when people distrust everything, you can convince them of anything, especially the need for a charismatic leader to save them from the lying elites. Totalitarianism, George Orwell said, demands a disbelief in the very existence of objective truth. This tactic is not exclusive to one ideology or another, but it's dangerous. Thousands of people have died because they didn't believe the science of vaccines and masking. Thousands more will because they don't trust research on guns, smoking, climate change. At least the Flat Earthers aren't killing people. If we could somehow divert all those other conspiracy believers into the two-dimensional pancake camp, the world might be a better, safer place. As long as we don't get too close to Antarctica. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.